Good morning. It is just so good to be with you again and to see familiar faces and to worship together again. I've been looking forward
to this.
I thought of Chinese church on Friday night because I actually made a Chinese dinner.
然后在星期五的时候，我想起了你们，因为我在星期五的时候我做了中餐。
And it was a real Chinese dinner. It was not fake. I had an old recipe from 20 years ago that someone had given to me, who was Chinese, and I was so excited to make the Chinese dish.
这是一个真的中餐，是因为这个配方是20年前别人给我的。
It was a chicken with rice.And then you put the almonds on top.
然后这是那个一个鸡还有米饭的一个菜。
But then I realized I didn't know that's the only dish I knew. I didn't know what else to serve with it.
然后但是这个菜呢是我唯一知道的一个菜，我不知道其他还应该做什么菜。
So it was a Chinese dish with American Jello salad as a starter.
就是一个就是一个中餐的鸡肉，还有其他的美式的配菜。
So maybe someday I will get to make it for you, and you can tell me how I did.
也许有一天我可以为大家来做饭，然后你们可以评价一下我的这个厨艺怎么样。
Amen. Well, this morning we are going to look in the book of Acts. I've been with my church. We've been just looking in the book of Acts, and so that's where we're going to be speaking from this morning.
今天早上我们要跟大家分享一段《使徒行传》的信息。
So this morning, sermon is more of a just a look at the scriptures and just pray that you will be blessed as we look at this passage of scripture together.
今天然后我们来一起来看一下这个圣经的经节。
I'm actually going to begin in Acts chapter 1, and it's verse. Oh dear, when your eyes get older. Acts 1 verse 4.
使徒行传第一章第四节开始。
And this is just before Jesus is going to be taken up into heaven. He's speaking to his disciples.
这是在耶稣被提的之前，然后他跟这个他的门徒们说话。
And he says to his disciples in Acts chapter 4, Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father has promised.
Just give me a moment here.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Acts 1 and 4. And then while you're there, you can just read Acts 1, 4, and 5, those two verses. While you're getting there, I'll read them in English. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
第一章第四节和第五节说到，耶稣和他门徒聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我所说的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
And so the first thing we learn about the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit is a gift to us.The Holy Spirit has been promised to believers as a gift coming from the Father.
我们知道圣灵其实是对他的了解就是他其实是来自于上帝的天父的一个礼物。
And it is interesting to note that the disciples, when Jesus first tells them about this gift, they kind of have a misunderstanding.
然后当耶稣第一次跟他们讲到圣灵的时候，他们其实并这个是不太了解。
And they say in verse 6, Oh, is this the time you're going to restore the kingdom to Israel? So they immediately begin thinking about, oh, political power, and we're going to be the we're going to throw out the Roman army, and we're going to be in charge again.
然后你怎么可以看到第六节的时候，他说到，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？他们以为就是圣灵的意思是在当时是代表一个政治的权利。
So immediately with this promise of the gift of the Holy Spirit, there's already a misconception. Jesus tells them the gift is coming of the Holy Spirit. And they thought, oh, we're going to be the ones who are large and in charge. We're going to get our revenge on the Romans. And they start thinking politically and they start thinking militarily.
然后在 当耶稣讲到跟他们说他们要得到圣灵的时候，然后他们就以为自己要得到权力，可以向当时的罗马人复仇，然后也可以当时做大官。
And so Jesus has to immediately correct them and clear up their thinking because they're getting ready to go down the wrong road on the wrong track.
然后当耶稣知道他们的意思的时候，耶稣就开始对他们来进行一个更正。
And so he says in verse 7, it's not for you to know the times or the day the Father has set, but you're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea,and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
耶稣对他们说，然后父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必然得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
And so Jesus, in his speaking about the Holy Spirit, he gives us an understand, helps us to understandWhat the power of the Spirit is going to enable us to do.
所以说他在耶稣就教导他们，就是圣灵可以让我们到底可以给我们什么样的能力。
And he makes it clear that this power, he's not talking about a military power or a political power or a social power. He's saying you're going to have the power to be a witness to who God is in all of these places.
他这个能力呢，不是不是政治的能力，也不是军事的能力，也不是社交的能力，而是就是做神见证的能力。
Now I want you to keep in mind what Jesus has said about the Holy Spirit. It's a gift, it's coming, and that it's going to enable us to be, it's empowering us to be a witness in our Judea, Samaria, and all of the world.
就是他这个能力就是可以让他的门徒在耶路撒冷全地犹太全体做神的见证。
Okay, now with that we move over to chapter 2, which is the traditional passage about the Holy Spirit coming at Pentecost.
然后从这里开始我们看一下第二章就讲到了五旬节的事情。
And Acts chapter 2 says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind cameAnd from heaven filled the whole house where they were sitting.
第一节说到五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。
And so here we see this has been quite a journey. We see from the scriptures that the disciples, the apostles, Jesus' family, they're all there. They're waiting in Jerusalem as Jesus has said, and they've been in times of prayer.
然后那么可以看到这里面不管是使徒也好门徒也好他们都聚集在一起他们也可能在一起祷告。
And it's been a journey for them because after Jesus died, they were so uncertain as to now what do we do? What happens? Our expectations of what would come with us being associated with Jesus has been disappointed.
然后在当耶稣被提之后然后当耶稣被处决之后他们其实是非常迷茫的。他们其实跟随耶稣的目的当时并不太清晰。
And at first they were fearful. Right after Jesus' death, we find the disciples, they're hiding behind locked doors. They're hiding. What if they come to arrest us? What if they come to crucify us too?
然后在当时耶稣被钉十字架被抓的时候，被钉十字架的时候，他们门徒非常害怕，很多人躲起来，他们怕自己也被钉了十字架。
But Jesus had come and he had the risen Christ. He rose from the dead. He was not still on the cross. Jesus had come and appeared to them. And now they were feeling better. They were waiting for this promise that they had been told was going to be a gift to them.
当耶稣在复活在显现的时候然后他们就感觉好一些。他们这时候在等候就是神所预言的事情发生。
And we know from scripture there were about 120 people assembled in this one place. So they said it was an upper room and it must have been quite full with 120 people in those days in one house, in one building structure. And they were there praying and just looking to God.
在文献里面说到这里面有120个人在里面祷告还跟神交通。然后就可以想象一下这个房子并不是很大120个人是很拥挤的。
And then they're all going to see something. They're all going to, wait, let me start. They're all going to hear something. Then they're all going to see something. And then they're all going to do something.
然后他们可以听到一些东西，可以看到一些东西，然后他们要做一些东西。
And so they all there they are in this atmosphere of worship and seeking and praising the Lord. If you've ever been in a good prayer meeting, you know that feeling of just being before the Lord in prayer and understanding that God might move in our midst.
在大家在一起祷告，当时就非常被圣灵的充满。
And that's when they hear something. They hear, the Bible says it's a sound like a mighty rushing wind.
然后在这里说到就是好像一阵大风吹过。
They all hear this sound. It fills the room. And then they see something.
就是有一个天上声响下来，好像一阵大风吹过。然后他们就看到了一些东西。
It is interesting because all of the people who are gathered at this prayer meeting simultaneously see the same thing. They have the same vision of these tongues that look like fire, ascending and sitting on the shoulders of everyone.
然后接下来他们又看到有个舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落到他们个人头上。
And then they all do something. The Bible says they begin to speak.In other tongues, and these are other languages.
然后他们就开始说别地的方言起来。
And the Bible says in verse 4 that they are filled with the Holy Spirit. And I love the way the Amplified Bible reads. It says they are all diffused throughout their souls. I don't know how you translate that, but it means all mixed in. It's diffused throughout. The Holy Spirit is diffused throughout their souls.
然后第四节他就说到，他们都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
Now, in the Old Testament, when the Holy Spirit would come, the Holy Spirit would come upon a person for a certain task.And then be lifted. So the Holy Spirit would come. They would do this mighty task, whatever it is that God had assigned them. And then the Holy Spirit would lift off of them.
然后根据旧约的描述，在当时旧约的这个故事里面呢，圣灵来，然后让人完成了一个使命，然后圣灵就会走掉。
But here in Acts in the New Testament, Jesus has promised this gift, and now the Holy Spirit is not going to come.Rest upon them and then lift off again. But the Holy Spirit is going to come and live on the inside. We're all mixed in.
然后在使徒行传中，耶稣给他们许下了诺言，就是圣灵会在他们当中。所以说，圣灵来了就居住在他们的心里面。
In other words, here in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, we see that this gift of the Holy Spirit is going to be someone who lives on the inside.And brings and makes available to us this very intimate relationship with God that at all times, in all circumstances, in all places, we have the Spirit of God available.
然后在使徒行传我们可以看到，在这里面圣灵可以住在你的心中，你可以跟圣灵建立一个这样的亲密的关系。
And so this is a different experience than from the Old Testament when Holy Spirit would come, you do a mighty work.Holy Spirit would lift.
然后在旧约里面，你圣灵降临到你，然后你帮，然后你做一些事，然后圣灵让你的工作做完之后，圣灵会走掉。
Now Holy Spirit will come and reside, live on the inside.
但是现在圣灵来到你的心中，他会跟你一起住在一起。
Wow, that's a big difference. That's a power. This is a powerful moment in the early church that we are looking at.
就是在初期圣教会中，然后这是一个非常有能力的一件事情。
Something has happened. They begin to speak. Now the tongues that they speak then are actual languages that they begin to praise God in actual languages.
然后他们这些突然说出来的方言呢，就是其实是真的别国的话。
Because in Acts chapter 2 and verse 5, they were so loud. You can imagine 120 people just. Infused with the Spirit. It was loud. And so it says they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation. And when they heard the sound, I'm in verse 5 now, a cry came together in bewilderment. So others outside of the upper room hear this noise. They hear this phenomena.
然后我们可以看到第五节，那时有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来住在耶路撒冷， 这声音一响，众人就 聚集，个人听见门徒用众人的相谈说话，就甚纳闷。
And when the people outside hear them speaking his language, the Bible says that they're amazed. They're perplexed. They don't understand. They said, "How can this be? We are hearing God being praised in our own languages."
所以说这些人都感觉很不太理解啊。这些人就是并不是他们那边来的人，但是会用他们的家乡话来说话。
And then it begins to list some of the actual languages, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, all of these different places that they are hearing the gospel, they're hearing the praise of God in their own language.
虽然说这些人就是从 别地来的，但他们通过自己的家乡话来听到他们讲圣经。
If we were to think about something like that happening today, and it would be like us hearing God being praised in English and Spanish and Chinese and you know, German and all of the different languages.
如果我们把设想一下今天的状况，就有点类似这些人突然用中文、英文还有法文来讲这个福音。
And the people who were outside, they said, "Wait a minute." Those people in there, they're not linguistic scholars. How is this happening? They're not, what they were really trying to say is they're not smart enough to be speaking in this language. How is this happening?
然后这些人就感觉都非常惊讶和稀奇啊，因为这些并不是语言学家，怎么突然就开始会讲我们的话了呢？
And verse 12 says, amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, okay, not only how is this happening, what does this mean? What does this moment mean?
然后第十二节我们可以看到，众人就惊讶猜疑，彼此说：“这到底是什么意思呢？”
So this is a very unique experience, not only for the people who were in the upper room, where the Holy Spirit's being poured out and they're speaking in these other languages.
然后，这其实就是一个非常新的经历啊，因为有很多人就突然说起了一门新的语言。
But it's also quite a phenomenon and experience for the people who outside who hear them and hear them speaking in their native tongues.
然后在对屋外的这些人也是一个非常奇妙的体验，因为他们第一次听到不是他们来的人，然后来用他们的语言来宣讲福音。
And those people are trying to figure out what does this mean.
然后很多人就听到这个福音就觉得说这到底是什么意思。
I'm sure the people in the upper room, what an experience, you know, this when Jesus said, wait, this gift of the Holy Spirit is going to come, I don't know that they were prepared either for this outpouring of what was going to happen to their hearing and their sight, and that they would begin speaking in these other languages.
我其实大概知道当时屋里的人其实可能也没做好准备可以听到还有说开始说这些方言。
Now, if you were part of my church, later we go on, we're going to keep studying what it means, but I can only stick to the text for right now, so I can only give you part one.
如果说你是跟我这个教会，其实我可以跟你更深入的来讲一些，但是我们现在来讲的是这一章的情况。
And so the people who are outside, they say, well, okay, what do we do with this? We've just witnessed something that is just incredible, something we don't understand. We can't really explain what has happened here.
No, 在屋外的人说，我们见证了一个奇迹，但是我们其实也解释不了它为什么是这样子发生的。
I want you to remember what Jesus had promised that we just read in Acts chapter 1. He said, "When the Spirit comes, you're going to be what? My witnesses in Judea, Samaria, Jerusalem, and all the parts of the earth."
这其实也呼应了刚才在第一章的说的一句耶稣告诉我们的话，就是说当圣灵来的时候，你们要在全地做我的见证，就是在犹大还有撒玛利亚这些地方。
So while some of them, most of them are saying, what does this mean? There are some people, there's always going to be some people in the crowd who are going to go to the negative immediately.
当然了，在 很经常的时候有一些人在一个群众中是比较负面的。
So there was a small part of the crowd that in verse 13, it said they made fun of them and said, those people are drunk. They've been drinking wine. This is how we explain. They're drunk. This phenomenon is happening out of drunkenness, too much wine.
所以说你可以看到第十三节有人讥诮道，他们无非是醉酒了。
So Peter gets up and he's going to, it says with the 11, So Peter's standing there with the disciples, but you know Peter was the one who was always bold to speak. So he gets up and he's going to speak to the crowd. He's going to address the crowd.
在第十四节我们看到彼得，彼得他其实如果大家对圣经有了解的话，彼得是一个非常 鲁莽的人，他喜欢就是说话。
And you can read it later in the book of in Acts there in the following verses. But basically what Peter says, he says, these people are not drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning.
其实告诉他们的话就是说他们不是喝醉了，应该是早上九点钟。
But what you are seeing, what you are witnessing is the fulfillment of a prophecy that was spoken by the prophet Joel.
然后你们看到的就是对先知约珥所说的预言的这个实现。
And we see this prophecy, he repeats to them the prophecy of Joel in verse 17. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people.Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days.
17节说到，上帝说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。
And then we see Peter giving the rest of his sermon. Now, we don't have all that he said, but basically it seems Peter is walking them through the scriptures of the Old Testament to show this has been promised, this has been said, this has been God had told us that this is going to happen. And Peter begins to walk them in his sermon through the Old Testament, showing this is what you're witnessing now.
然后当时众人并对他们说方言的事情并不理解，所以说彼得呢就开始给他们讲经文，讲旧约的经文，让他们看到这其实就是他们讲方言这件事情就是对圣经旧约的这个体现，一个完成。
Now we don't have all of the words of Peter's sermon because Peter was kind of I'm sure he was long-winded more than these six or seven verses. I'm sure his sermon lasted longer than that. But it says that in verse 37, when the people heard this, and we're talking now not about the people in the upper room who were speaking in these native languages, but we're talking about the people outside. There were Jews and other God-fearing people from all nations around.
所以在我们在这里并没有完全记录彼得的话，因为可能彼得说的话并不是只有这几节而已。然后到就是当时彼得所说的这些听众就是来自于犹太全地的人。
It says in verse 37, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, what shall we do? What do we do?
然后第37节说到，众人听见这话，就是彼得说的话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行。
In other words, this was one powerful sermon that Peter gave.
这其实就是彼得来讲的一个非常有力的传道。
Sometimes we hear a sermon and we just say, oh, that's nice.
像有时候我们听到传道信息的时候，我们就感觉啊，还不错了。
Sometimes we hear a sermon and we say, I'll have to think about that.
然后有时候你听到一个传道的信息的时候，你就觉得说啊。But the
Bible says when they heard this sermon from Peter, when Peter begins to explain how the Spirit's been promised, how we can follow this in prophecy, the Bible says they were cut to the heart. Something happened. They were on the inside. They were challenged on their insides and cut to the heart.
然后，但是彼得这个信息是非常有力的。然后当他们听到这个信息的时候，感觉像被就是关于这个。圣灵可以被充满的这件事情，他们觉得内心被触碰到。
And they said, "What do we do? What do we need to do?"
然后他们就说，我们将弟兄们，我们当怎样行呢？
So Peter replies in verse 38. Peter said he gave them three things that they need to do in light of the coming of the Holy Spirit, in light of what they've heard in terms of this phenomena of people speaking in their languages, in light of how this lines up with scripture and prophecy, Peter gives them three things that they are to do.
然后彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
The first thing Peter says, he says, repent.
第一件事就是你们要悔改。
And then he tells them, be baptized.
然后就是要第二件就是受洗。
And then he says, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
然后最后就是领受所赐的圣灵。
So as these people are wondering, what do we do with this information? How do we respond to this moment? What do we do with this coming? And we're witnessing the outpouring of this Holy Spirit. What do we do?
然后当他们就觉得说，当我们见证这个圣灵要被充满的时候，我们应该怎样行呢？
Those three things are the same things that we also do.
然后这三件事情也是我们应该需要做的。
We repent.
要悔改。
We are baptized.
要受洗。
And then we ask, Lord, may I receive the gift
of your Holy Spirit. 第三件就是让神可以赐给你圣灵。
Now, this word repent that Peter is using, it means to turn around.
然后这个悔改这件事情就是你要转向。
It means to go in a new direction in your life.
意思就是你在生命中你要换一个方向。
And so your new life in Christ should not look exactly like your old life.
你的在耶稣里的生命不应该像你过去的生命一样。
Your new life in Christ, we should see evidence that you have repented. You're going in a new way.
然后你应该朝一个新的方向走。
When I was growing up, my grandfather on my mother's side, my grandfather, he was the most wonderful man you ever wanted to meet. And I'm not exaggerating.
然后在我的小时候呢，我的祖父他是一个其实是一个非常非常好的人。
Granddaddy, you never heard him talk about anybody. He'd come over to our house every week, but he would never talk about anybody. He'd never say anything about anybody.
在我小时候，他经常到我家来，每个礼拜都来。但是你从来听不到他说别人的坏话。
And if you tried to bring something up, you wanted to talk about, you wanted to just say something, you brought something up, Granddaddy would not go along with. All he'd say is, "Bless me, good."
然后那个有时候你想跟他讨论一些事情，你就忍不住说别人的坏话。但是我的祖父从来不跟我就是不让我进行这些说别人的坏话。
He was a man of great patience. When I was young, I loved to go to the library, and Granddaddy would take me to the library, and he'd just sit in his car reading the Bible while I stayed like 2 hours in the library.
然后在我小的时候呢，其实我的祖父对我非常的有耐心，他是一个非常有耐心的人。我去图书馆去两个小时，他在车里看圣经等我两个小时。
Granddaddy was loving. He would take bags of groceries, and he would just anonymously go to anybody who was poor or anybody who was struggling. He'd just leave these bags of groceries on their porch, and then he'd disappear.
他也是就是非常有爱心的人。但当时他，比如说他去买菜，有一袋一袋的菜，他就把菜留到就是家里面比较困难的这些人的门口。
He would even now this one, bless his heart.You know, some people get kind of huge and they can't bend over and cut their toenails. Granddaddy would go cut their toenails. That's how loving he was. He would help people who couldn't do things for themselves.
然后在当时呢，身体有困难的人呢，他可以剪不到自己的脚趾甲，他去帮别人剪他的脚趾甲。
But they tell me, because I never saw, they tell me that before Granddaddy repented, before he got saved, that he was...Just this angry, evil man.
那我的祖父告诉我呢，在他受洗之前，然后信耶稣之前呢，他其实是一个非常怨气很大，然后非常邪恶的人。
I almost don't believe them. I mean, the granddaddy that I knew, I can't imagine him being angry. I can't imagine him having a temper. They said he had a horrible temper. I can't even imagine that because granddaddy repented.
在当我听到这个时候我并不相信，因为我根据我的了解，我的印象，我的祖父是一个非常有爱心的人，也不是一个非常有怒气的人。
And after he repented, it was like he was a new person.
当他转向，当他悔改的时候，他就像一个新的人一样。
And so Peter tells this crowd that is gathered, he said, you have to repent, you have to turn around, you have to walk in a new way. The things that you shouldn't be doing, you've got to put those aside.
然后所以说当彼得跟众人说到要悔改的时候，意思就是说你们要转向，你们要生活中要有一个新的方向，你们不需要的事情要把它放在一边。
And then he says you are to be baptized. This is your baptism is your outward sign to the world. I'm following Christ now.
然后他说你要悔改，你就是悔改的这个意思呢，就是要跟随耶稣。
So we turn away from our sins, and then we make this public expression to the world. We are baptized, and we go into the waters of baptism, that we are living a new life, that we want to be a new person. And so he says, be baptized, and this is just your outward or public announcement that I'm walking with Christ now.
就是你受洗了之后，你相当于就是给神给大家一个宣言，给神一个宣言，就是我现在要跟随耶稣走了。
And so Peter tells him, repent, be baptized, and then he says, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以说，彼得说到，悔改，然后，受洗，然后叫接受圣灵。
And this gift of the Holy Spirit, oh, there's so much more teaching to do, but for today, we're just going to stop at the first part. When we say that as we receive this gift of the Holy Spirit, we recognize that this is something that comes from God. It's a gift, not something that we earn.
因为这三十九说到，因为这应许是给你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们为上帝所招来的。因为这是从神所赐的圣灵。
And this gift empowers us to be a witness in all of those all areas of our life.
然后这个圣灵是可以让我们充满能力，让我们做神的见证。
So if you remember where we started, where Jesus said, you're going to receive this gift, you're going to be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth.
但等我们回想一下前一章的话，前一章就是说你要做圣灵的见证，在各地撒玛利亚然后犹大这些地方，然后做我的见证。
If we were to think of those four areas in our own life,
然后如果说当我们想到这耶稣所提到的四个方面的时候，应用到我们自己的身上。
We're just going to think in this one frame for today. Jerusalem would be the area immediately surrounding us. So we're going to think of our Jerusalem as our home. For this example,
比如说他所提到耶路撒冷就是可能是指你身边的这个地方。
So this gift of the Holy Spirit, this empowering of the Holy Spirit, it helps us to be a witness in our home. In other words, it's going to tell us how to treat our husband, how to treat our wife, how to treat our children, our grandchildren, our grandparents. We're going to be a witness through how we treat our own family.
所以说这个耶路撒冷指的是你身边的人，身边的地方。所以说神的意思就是我们可以通过自己的家人，你的丈夫，你的儿女，然后来为神做一个见证。
So we're using this as a metaphor because Jesus said Jerusalem and Judea. So Jerusalem would have been the city where the disciples were. Judea was the next outside, surrounding community, the larger community. It could be like the state, Judea. So our Judea, if we personalize this, our Judea is in our work, school, and in our community, in our neighborhood.
然后当耶路撒冷是比较我们比较近的地方，犹大是比我们比较更大的一环。就是有点像我们的这个州的意思，就我们可以把它延伸到我们身边的这个社区，我们的邻居。
So this Holy Spirit that is coming is going to help us in our home life, and then it's going to help us in how we treat our work, our school, our neighborhood, how we interact in all of those places which we'll call our Judea.
就是当圣灵来的时候，它不应该仅仅改变你的家庭生活，也改变你。你所对你的邻居对你的社区所有的这个态度。
And then Samaria, for the Jews, Samaria represented people that they didn't like, that they disagreed with.
然后在圣经前一节提到的撒玛利亚就是代表这些你不爱的人，不喜欢的人。
In fact, there are stories that said if a Jew walked through Samaria, they would get a broom and just wipe their footprints. They didn't even want their footprints in the sand there in Samaria.
这根据他们的习俗，当一个撒玛利亚人走进这个犹太人的房子或者犹太人的地方，他们会用一个扫把把他的这个撒玛利亚人的脚印扫干净。
And yet with this gift of the Holy Spirit, it affects how we are at home, in our work, school, and neighborhoods, and even in our Samaria, which represents people that we don't agree with, people that perhaps we don't have the same political persuasion of, people that we just don't understand. That's going to affect this gift of the Holy Spirit, affects even how we interact with them.
所以说，你不仅要改变你在家的行为，对邻居的行为，对自己社区的行为，也同时要改变你对你这些不喜欢的人的态度。这些人可能是跟你有在政治上有不同的意见，生活上有不同观点的人。
And then the ends of the earth. The ends of the earth represents the whole world.
还有它里面圣经里面所提到的地极就是全世界。
We're a better member of the whole world.
然后我们就是一个变成世界上更好的一个人。
So I have to stop there for today. But this is part of a series that we're looking at the work and the place and the promise of the Holy Spirit, what it means for us today.But I'm gonna stop here today with some final comments.
我这里必须要停下来，因为它已经快到结束的时间了。但是这是其实对我们这个传道的这个，这是一个系列，我们不仅要关乎自己，要关乎世界上的一个方面。
So just as Peter spoke to that crowd, and he said, and they were like, "What do we do now? What do we do? What do we do?" Peter said.You're going to repent, you're going to be baptized, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
我们来再回到我们刚刚讲过的圣经这个几节说到，这些人听到方言觉得很震撼，觉得说我们应该怎么样做呢？然后彼得就说到，你应该悔改，你应该受洗，然后你还应该接受圣灵。
And so we do. We repent. We turn around. Your reputation as a new person, a new creation in Christ, it should look different. Just like my granddaddy's. It should look different. If you had a temper, we shouldn't see so much of that temper. If you were always using bad words, we shouldn't hear that after you repent. If you were mean, we should see you as nice. There should be some change.
当你悔改的时候呢，你应该就是体验到很多的不同，因为在圣灵里面是一个新造的人。你过去喜欢说不好的话，你现在也不应该说了。
Then we're encouraged to make our public confession of faith, which is where we are baptized.
然后我们当时就是应该对自己的这个对公众的一个宣告，就是说你表示跟随主耶稣，你来进行一个施洗。
And then to receive the gift of God's Holy Spirit.
来接受然后最后才是接受圣灵，来自于神的礼物。
To be diffused throughout our whole being.
然后被圣灵充满。
Affecting every relationship that we're in.
当你被圣灵充满的时候，你会跟你旁边所有跟你有关系的人都会被你感觉觉察到。
Affecting how we walk and how we talk and how we forgive.
就是你行，还有你说话，还有你对别人的赦免，都会改变别人对你的看法，对神的看法。
You see, just like with the early disciples, some people have a misconception or the wrong idea about the Holy Spirit.
我们可以看到，就是最开始的时候，大家对旧约所提到的圣灵，他们其实并不太了解的。
They think, oh, then I can have power over people.
他们其实有一种错误的观念，他们以为圣灵的来临就表示他们在世界上会有权柄。
And they start thinking all kinds of things. But what Peter was saying and what Jesus said, he said, the power is that how you live, you're going to be my witness. So the power is the power of the Holy Spirit over you.
所以说他，但是耶稣跟他们说，这权柄，我告诉你们的权柄，并不是地上的权柄。而是从你自己身，你自己的改变来自己来的权柄。
Okay, we stop there for today. Let's pray.
然后我们从这结束今天的正道，我们来一起祷告。
Dear Lord, I want to receive the power of your Holy Spirit, and I want you, Lord, to have.Free reign in all of my doings. I want you to come into every relationship that I'm in, that I would walk in such a way that I am a witness. In my home, I'm a witness. In my community, I'm a witness. When I go to work, the way I carry myself, I'm a witness. When I'm in the doctor's office, I'm a witness. When I'm in the hospital, I'm a witness. The way I respond to life, through your Holy Spirit's power, is a witness that points to you. And I now have this gift on the inside. So we pray for everyone who is gathered here, Lord. If there's anyone who needs to repent, anyone who needs to first turn around from some things, anyone who needs to first put some things aside, we repent in our heart of our sins, sins of things that we did that we shouldn't have done, and things that we didn't do that we should have done. We repent. Lord, if there's anyone here who has not experienced the public confession of their faith, we pray that you will lead them to do that in the waters of baptism. And Lord, we pray that we would yield ourselves and open our hearts, that we would receive the gift, the freely given gift of your Holy Spirit. You come with great power and presence. It's not always a lot of fanfare, but you come with great power and presence to make us your witnesses. And so we pray that everyone will be open to receiving and accepting the gift that you have for us. Bless this church community, this faithful gathering of your people who gather every Sunday so faithfully, who have hearts that are turned towards you, who serve you and love you. Bless your people, Lord, to have this gift also of Holy Spirit residing on the inside. Whatever the needs of this congregation are, we lift them up to you. Whatever they're praying for and looking to you for, we lift it up to you. And we pray, God, that you would visit them in a special way, that you would hear their prayers, that you would show yourself mighty and strong on their behalf. And we thank you for your promise that you, through the Holy Spirit, would not come and then go and come and go, but that you would live with us, commune with us on the inside, and that you would be throughout our whole body, and that we could always be in your presence and always be communicating with you and always be walking with you. You said that that was possible, and we pray that with great thanksgiving for you thinking of us and loving us and caring for us in such a special way. In Jesus' name, amen.